Fourth down, 14 to go for the USA Patriots, who trail by 6 points, 24-30 to Vassar. This is the first time they trailed this ball game from the 10:44 mark in this fourth to this point. 7 minutes and 3 seconds later, this drive has been marching from the 21-yard line. They are at the 49-yard line of Vassar.
Yeah, and this could, you don't want to say it too early with 3.5 minutes to go, Clark, but this play could be the game if USA doesn't convert here, giving Vassar plenty of time to run the clock out. Let's see what Coach Langs draws up.
And it's a handoff right through the middle and absolutely nothing going. Aaron Sines gets stopped by Devin Perro from the get-go. He might have a yard on it. It's a turnover of downs with 3:31 left in regulation. Vassar with the ball and a 6-point lead.
Yeah, it looked like Devin Perro. They run right into the big man's arms. Very surprised there's not a more aggressive play call there on fourth down, whether it be a play-action pass or a pitch play of some kind to one of your fast athletic running backs such as Siebert. They go with Sines right up the middle. Not fool in that Vassar defense for very little gain. And now Vassar takes over at their own 48-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go and a 6-point lead. Time to milk the clock now for the Vulcans.
First and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Three wide to the left, Morrison to the right. Humbert in the shotgun hurdle to his left. Now we have another timeout called by Vassar. Didn't quite select what they saw. Timeout with 3:31 before end of regulation. 30-24, Vassar leading.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch on the first play of this drive, Vassar's Alex Hurdle marches from the 48-yard line all the way down to the 18-yard line for a 34-yard gain. First and 10 for Vassar deep into USA territory, brought down by Colton Siebert.
Well, the only running back you really have to pay attention to when you're talking the Vulcans is Alex Hurdle, and in this case they design what they show is a run to the left. They have Alex Hurdle basically just stand there and come the other direction. It's a total misdirection run play. They hand it off to Hurdle and there is no one there. USA is completely fooled. The only thing Hurdle needed to do besides get a big gain was stay in bounds. He does so successfully. Now the clock rolling underneath 3 minutes now.
30-24, Vassar leading by 6. Humpert awaiting the snap in the shotgun, has a Hurdle as a lead blocker. He evades that, goes in the backfield, and USA brings him down for a loss back at the 22-yard line. That's a loss of about 3 yards, brought down by Colton Siebert in the lateral speed. Sets up a second down, 13 yards to go.
Yeah, Ezra Arnold in the area as well. They run down Humpert, not the fastest guy on the field, but thought he could make a play to the outside and realized that there were defenders over there, and he does not want to go out of bounds. That is number one rule. Protect the football and stay in bounds if you're the Vassar Vulcans. So no surprise there. And I wouldn't even be surprised, Clark, to see them throw the ball, even though they're trying to run the clock out. That is their game. Short passes and keep the ball in bounds. Protect the football. That's what Vassar's trying to do here.
Second down, 13 yards to go, and it's a handoff to Alex Hurdle. He's out for the running to the 5, dives in. Touchdown, Vassar. A minute 56 left in regulation. Alex Hurdle rumbles in from 18 yards out. breaks free of two tackles and blows this one wide open to 12 points with a two-point conversion upcoming. It's 36-24.
Yeah, and what a great run. They go back to the play that worked earlier in this drive, that misdirection. They just run it the other way. It works perfectly yet again. Great blocking on everybody's part, and Alex Hurdle does the rest, finds the corner of the end zone, putting the nail in the coffin now. Vassar takes the lead, 36-24. Looks like two-point conversion team coming on the field.
Trying to make this a 14-point differential. With a minute 56 left, two-point conversion for Vassar, leading 36-24. Humbert on the keeper to the left side, gets tripped up in the backfield, and it is
short.
No good. So with a minute 56 left in regulation, the USA fans are starting to file out, trailing by 12 points with less than two to play in regulation on the WLEW Sports Network.
Oh, look, honey, a penny.
Whoopee-doo. Hooray, we've hit the jackpot. You can't get anything for a penny these days.
Oh, yes, you can. I can talk on the phone or text just 1 cent per minute.
That's crazy.
No, that's Thumb Cellular, the lowest price prepay phone service in the Thumb. They crush the competition. I can talk or text for just a penny per minute, and I can choose four different types of prepaid plans. And Thumb Cellular currently has a great deal for you to get on the Fast Track prepaid service. Everything you need for $39. A phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or text for 45 days of service. No credit check and no contract.
No credit check and no contract? A penny per minute? Holy moly, I've got to get on the Fast Track at Thumb Cellular.
Get on the Fast Track with Thumb Cellular. Talk or text for just a penny a minute. Stop in at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, Sandusky, or any authorized agent, or visit them at thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Vassar takes the first lead in the fourth quarter, and then they extend it out to 12 points with a minute 56 left. A 52-yard drive covering a minute 36. Extra point was no good. Makes it 36-24. The deep kick from Vassar goes to the far sideline and goes into the end zone. It bounces at the 6-yard line and takes a Vassar bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So USA will start their drive at the 20-yard line.
Well, with one bounce of the football, it goes Vassar's way this time. That ball could easily kick left out of bounds, and then USA starts on their own 40-yard line. Instead, it kicks somewhat straight ahead, maybe even back into the field of play and into the end zone. So now, instead of just 60 yards to go, USA's got to go 80 yards. So a little 20-yard advantage there for Vassar. But again, with a two-score lead, Vassar's just trying to tackle guys inbounds and not get beat deep is your two goals here. USA got to come up with some creative trick play that Coach Langs has been working on for fun and late in practices.
And they're in the T formation, and offense historically known for not scoring quickly. And we have a flag before the first play of this possession. It's a false start against USA as the wheels are starting to fall off this wagon. Kansas City continues to pile it on against Reese. Nick Perry in for his fifth touchdown of the evening. Makes it Kansas City a lot. Reese 20. As Ubley was defeating Harbor Beach. And Sandusky beats Brown City to clinch the East. And more likely here, Vassar will be clinching at least a share of the West with a win here. T formation for USA. First and 15 from the 15. It's a handoff to Siebert. He's back to the original line of scrimmage at the 20. Brought down by Tyler Humpert, number 12. On the tackle, 5-yard gain for Siebert, a minute 40. Clock continues to wind down.
It's good to see Tyler Humpert, 23, Robbie Atwood, multiple Vulcans in the area making the tackle. Guys like Colton Siebert can make one man miss. It's tougher to make two guys miss, so Vulcans really swarming to the football, tackling guys inbounds, and not allowing a big play here so far by USA.
Second and 10 at the 20. T formation, a minute 15 left. It's Tanner Foley on the keeper around the right side. He's at the 25 and brought down at the 27. by Lamont Morrison. Actually going to mark him down at the 20.